My research for today's commentary is aided by The Burning Platform and RedState.com. Whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, liberal or conservative, and regardless of race or gender, you should be extremely concerned about the coordinated attacks on the president by socialist Democrats and the liberal media. This has reached crisis stage, and it threatens all future presidents after Donald Trump. This all began when Donald Trump announced that he would run for the presidency and that, if elected, he would drain the fetid swamp that is Washington politics. And that set off alarm bells in both the Democrat Party and certain members of the Republican establishment. They saw Trump as an impediment to business as usual, whereby they could run for office, soak up all of the benefits, form alliances with big money donors and big money lobbyists like those of the pharmaceutical industry, and ensure their seat in Congress forever. There they get rich on a salary of less than $200,000 a year, and either die in office or retire as millionaires, and then sign on with one of the lobbying firms to keep their former colleagues in line. It is the largest con game in American history. To keep the money pouring in, they have to do whatever it takes to retain power for themselves and their party. Along the way, they have become more brazen and open with their politics of poison, destroying lives in their wake no longer bothers their conscience. We cannot exclude establishment Republicans from the criticism because they walk a fine line trying to keep power for themselves while helping Democrats destroy Donald Trump and any hope he has of draining their swamp. Still, destroying Donald Trump would not be possible without the constant, negative, and dishonest coverage by the American press. It is a 24/7 effort. From hucksters like Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski on MSNBC in the morning, to all of the late-night so-called comedians who devote practically all of their time to Trump destruction. This unprecedented hatred of the president shows us just how far our society has fallen. Democrats are willing to break precedent and demand that this president reveal his private discussions with foreign leaders, even though it would hamper future presidents, either Democrat or Republican. No foreign leader would be willing to speak candidly to an American president if they knew the discussion would not remain confidential. Democrats know that, but they're willing to sacrifice the future of the country for a chance to destroy Donald Trump. In the days after the 2016 election, when the left was howling about Russian collusion, it was clear that they were hiding something. The theory they were pitching was so ridiculous, it had to be about something else. The average, ordinary American always knew the claims were absurd. But the media aided socialist Democrats by spreading their lies. We were told every day that there was a mountain of evidence that Trump had colluded with Russia to beat Hillary Clinton. Just wait, they told us, until the Mueller report comes out, and the proof will be revealed to you. For more than 2 years, the American taxpayers were lied to and their tax money was squandered by rabid Democrats investigating a Trump-Russia collusion. Robert Mueller was chosen to head that investigation because of his past reputation. But Mueller had less to do with the investigation than Mighty Mouse. Mueller was just a front. And when the investigation finally concluded, Mueller's reputation had been shredded. We learned that the Russian hoax was part of an effort to conceal the seditious plot by the intelligence community. The Russia collusion hoax is a good place to start when trying to unravel this latest impeachment panic. That caper was about getting a special prosecutor named before Team Trump could figure out what was happening. Mueller would provide cover while his appointed, greasy Democrat operatives on staff would do the dirty work for him. The whole affair would be sequestered while they tried to figure out how to get rid of Donald Trump and anyone else too curious about what had happened. Put another way, the point of this caper was never really about Donald Trump. He was just a useful pivot point in order to address a different issue. They were much more concerned about people like Devin Nunes, who were doggedly pursuing the truth. The special prosecutor was a way to end-run Congress and pests like Nunes, so the whole thing could be hidden from public view. If not for a few congressional Republicans, there would never have been a need for the Russian collusion hoax. It's pretty clear that this new Ukrainian hoax is being run by many of the same people who were involved with the Russian collusion hoax. It has the same signature all over it. There is a fake whistleblower who was brought in for this task. Those claims were systematically leaked to the mainstream media so the Democrats could pretend to be outraged and demand an investigation. The media was ready for a full onslaught of impeachment stories, like the Russian collusion hoax. This one is highly coordinated with the press. If the last impeachment hoax was about covering up for the FBI spying and seditious plot to overthrow the election, the question is, what are they trying to cover for now? The original investigation of the FBI seems to be heading in some strange directions after William Barr took over the case. Barr's repeated visit to Italy has the Democrats going bonkers, as it suggests that Barr is looking into the CIA's role in the Russian collusion hoax. Democrats seem awfully worried about Bill Barr all of a sudden, and they immediately have set out to attack his stellar reputation. That's the first phase of any Democrat defense. Attack the reputation of the opposition. The suspicion is that the intelligence community, meaning the FBI, the CIA, and Justice Department, under Barack Hussein Obama, used foreign governments to spy on the Trump campaign because they were prevented from doing it themselves by law. The thing that has been ignored is that Nancy Pelosi was trying to put an end to this impeachment stuff until just recently, when she met with her caucus over this whistleblower stuff. The pundits all assumed that she was there to quash the whole thing. Instead, Pelosi came out of those meetings fully on board with not only impeachment, but fast-tracking it. Maybe her caucus was in revolt and she felt she had no choice. Or maybe she was convinced that she could keep the heat on Trump by announcing that she was opening an inquiry into impeachment, and that way could keep Republicans or the Trump team from being able to fight back. The usual route to impeachment is to have your party vote to begin impeachment. By not taking a vote, which she knew she would lose, and announcing this Mickey Mouse maneuver of an inquiry, Pelosi gets to keep the media hounds on full attack, but prevents the Republicans or the Trump team from subpoenaing witnesses, while Democrats trot subpoenas out like rats on a sinking ship. Regardless of the internal dynamics of the party, this latest impeachment frenzy seems to be related to what Bill Barr has been up to lately. It was an involvement with Papadopoulos that allegedly set off the FBI probe. If a CIA asset was used as part of the larger plot, then that changes things considerably, because it now brings the CIA into the mix as co-conspirators in the seditious plot to overturn the 2016 election. That could be why the CIA had one of their people work with the Democrats to create the whistleblower story. They are worried that they are now in serious jeopardy. Their concern may well be that they have been secretly listening to Trump's official calls with foreign leaders. That is strictly against the law. This whole whistleblower charade is a media creation. The alleged whistleblower had no direct knowledge of what Trump had said to the Ukrainian president on a phone call, but had been told by someone else that perhaps the call was improper. The lawyer for this whistleblower is pretending to be very, very concerned that the name of the whistleblower might come out. How could they have thought it would not come out? You can't make such accusations and stay hidden in the shadows. In other words, the first impeachment hoax was about covering up the FBI plot to overturn the 2016 election. This latest impeachment hoax is about muddying the waters in order to conceal CIA involvement. The hope is that the Democrats and the media can somehow gain jurisdiction over the whole thing and prevent public disclosure. That would be very bad for the CIA. The FBI spying on politicians is bad, but the CIA working for foreign countries to spy on our politicians would be devastating. The thing that does not make a lot of sense is that the Congress cannot take over an investigation like a special prosecutor. Perhaps that's what the game is here. They will try to dirty up William Barr while claiming to be investigating this latest hoax, and then demand another special prosecutor replace William Barr. That would explain why they are in such a rush to get started. As we saw with the first Russian collusion hoax, this one may not be about Trump at all. It may be about taking out someone like Bill Barr who is asking the wrong questions about the right people. The truth is that Democrats should be trying to work with this president on critical issues like illegal immigration and infrastructure needs instead of spending all 4 years of the Trump presidency trying first to prevent his presidency and then trying to end it. Let the American people decide in 2020 whether or not they want Donald Trump as their president. Democrats are petrified that they cannot beat Trump in 2020 and feel their only hope is to drive him from office. Is that what we want for the country going forward? Each opposing party working to destroy the president and blocking all of the needs of the country, as Democrats have done since 2016? Notice that every time Democrats have something to hide, they throw up a smokescreen. The Jeffrey Epstein scandal has been completely taken out of the news. This latest impeachment hoax gives Democrats and some establishment Republicans who were in bed with Epstein, if you'll pardon the pun, complete cover. Let me give you an example of the incredible hypocrisy being shown by Democrats and the mainstream media over this Trump-Ukraine non-story. The transcript of Trump's call in July to the Ukrainian president is out there for all to see, and it's a giant nothing burger. We are left arguing strained supposition about what Trump might have meant. In other words, just another day in the Trump era. But now, a letter has been brought to the forefront that shows Democrats pressured Ukraine to investigate Trump as part of the Mueller fiasco. That letter is explicit and leaves nothing to the imagination. That is exactly the same thing Democrats are wanting to impeach Trump over. Except Trump's call was not explicit. Democrats have to pretend that they know what Trump was really saying, not necessarily what was said. These were partisan Senate Democrats writing Ukraine to implore them to open investigations into Trump and his associates. Right now, Pelosi is backing impeachment over the idea that Trump asked Ukraine to investigate a political opponent. Trump was a political opponent when Democrats sent the letter to Ukraine. To be clear, these Democrat senators were not asking for cooperation with the Mueller farce. They wanted Ukraine to reopen their own domestic investigations into Trump and Paul Manafort. The hypocrisy here is over the top. We've been told that it's treason to solicit an investigation of a foreign actor. Yet, here are the Democrats, in writing, doing exactly that and explicitly. Now, some media hacks will spin it and claim, well, they had legitimate reasons to request this. No more legitimate reason than Biden being on tape bragging about extorting the firing of a prosecutor who was looking into the dealings of Biden's son, Hunter Biden. If reasonable suspicion is all that matters, there's plenty of it to support what Trump asked of the Ukrainian president. It's either all bad or none of it is bad. But it's not nearly as big a deal as it's being made out to be by partisan Democrats. Regardless of that, what we cannot allow to be done is playing by two different sets of rules. Democrats claim that Hillary Clinton should not be investigated because she's not running for office. Then they claim that Joe Biden should not be investigated because he is running for office. If running for office makes one immune from investigations, every bank robber in America would be running for office. Joe Biden was one of more than 20 Democrats running for the Democrat nomination. Are all of the others above suspicion too? There is more than enough evidence of Hunter Biden's dark past to arouse the president's suspicion. Trump was counseling the new Ukrainian president on the issue of corruption. Corruption has been at the basis of the Ukrainian problems for years. The Ukrainian people finally elected a president who had threatened to drain their corruption swamp. Trump had every right to do so based on how many American taxpayers go to the Ukraine each year. He had every right to ask them. Trump mentioned to the Ukrainian president that there was some concern in America about the rumors of corruption by Hunter Biden in Ukraine, and that he, Trump, on behalf of the American people, would like to ask Ukraine to put those rumors to rest, one way or the other. At first, Democrats said that there was a quid pro quo involved. But when the Ukraine president denied that, they said a quid pro quo wasn't necessary to impeach the president. They said that Trump had pressured the new president of Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden, but the president of Ukraine said there was no pressure from Trump, and the investigation was asked for Hunter Biden, not Joe. Still, the American people have every right to know whether or not Hunter Biden used his father's role as Obama's vice president to enrich himself. And who better to ask that question than the elected leader of the United States? Democrats and their media lackeys don't want you to even think about the fact that Joe Biden, as Barack Hussein Obama's vice president, was placed in charge of just two foreign countries, Ukraine and China. On visits to each of these two countries, Hunter Biden flew on Air Force Two with his father and came home with contracts worth millions of dollars for companies he was associated with. But Hunter Biden had no experience whatsoever in any of the projects he acquired contracts for. So what was the Ukraine and China paying Hunter Biden for, unless it was access to the vice president of the United States? That's a serious question that should be answered. And how do we get that answer unless our duly elected president asks Ukraine and China to investigate Hunter Biden? We have video evidence of Joe Biden bragging about getting the Ukrainian prosecutor who was investigating his son, Hunter Biden, fired. For all to see and hear, Joe Biden admitted on camera that he told the Ukrainians that they had just 6 hours to fire his son's investigator, or he, Joe Biden, would withhold $1 billion in aid from American taxpayers to the Ukraine. Now, folks, that is heavy pressure. When the Ukrainians questioned whether or not Joe Biden had the authority to blackmail them by withholding the $1 billion, Biden dared them to call Obama and get confirmation. Biden was certain that Barack Hussein Obama would back up his blackmail efforts. Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden's Ukrainian prosecutor, was fired, and Joe Biden turned over $1 billion to the Ukraine in return. Democrats want you to overlook Joe Biden's blackmail and the fact that his son, Hunter Biden, was being investigated already for corruption in Ukraine. By using taxpayer aid to Ukraine to pressure that country to fire its investigator and leave the answer of Hunter Biden's corruption unanswered, Joe Biden must be called to account, whether running for president or not. After all, Donald Trump was president when Senate Democrats asked Ukraine to investigate him. Hypocrisy? Thy name is Democrat. I thank you for listening today. I took a few days off. We went down the Blue Ridge Parkway and ended over in Cherokee, North Carolina. Spent a couple of days there just relaxing and getting a lot of this off my mind. But it's very difficult to do because we are constantly inundated by the media on one hoax after another. They are determined to slay this president, whether they have to do it with a handgun, a knife, or just with their rumors and lies and innuendos, really doesn't make much difference to them. Several Democrats have called in the past for Trump to be killed. You know, we can't keep going forward with a political system that turns on the president because he's the opposition president and spends all of the next 4 years trying to destroy him rather than working for the American people. That's what these politicians were sent to Washington to do, work for the American people. They're not working for the American people while they are investigating and continuing these witch hunts. We should have seen after the Russia collusion hoax was over what these people are up to and what they are capable of doing. You can't depend on the mainstream media to give you the truth and the right information. I'll keep fighting the fight. I hope you'll keep supporting me. I don't ask you for money. I only ask for a little of your time to listen to the research that I've developed. And I thank you for doing that today. You can reach me by email at tom@tomjoyner.net. That's tom@tomjoyner.net. I'll be back again next week, God willing. Same time, same station. I hope you have a great day and a great weekend.